The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have more than our fair share of good news to report today, particularly on the religious front, church front, denominational front. I've got some updates for you. I've got some typical bad news. Later on in the program, we will discuss Nike. I will not be buying anything Nike for a long time. I'm not advocating a boycott. I don't know the boycotts really work, but I'm just telling you personally, I will not, possibly never, ever buy anything Nike again. And I believe that millions of Americans will respond the same way. If you've heard the story, you probably agree. If you've not heard the story, hang tight. We'll get to it a little later on in the program. Again, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before I get to the news, on a personal note, a dear, dear friend of Joy and I, a friend of our ministry, and a friend of this program, Pastor Tom Walls down in Logan, Ohio, is in Grant Hospital, downtown Columbus, and he is not doing well. He is diabetic. He's 75. Took a nasty fall a few days ago, broke his ankle, had to have surgery, has had some complications, and I had the opportunity to go up this morning and visit him at Grant. And I would ask you to pray for this dear man. He's one of my heroes. Pastors a wonderful church down in Logan, Cornerstone Baptist. Joy and I have been there on many occasions. And always, Pastor Tom has encouraged Joy and I and loved us. When we first began Cross Power Ministries over 19 years ago, we spent our very first Easter at his tiny little church. They had just begun it almost 20 years ago, and they were meeting in, I believe, the Senior Citizen Center. They're in Logan, and we spent our first Easter out and about. It was the first time in our adult life that Joy and I was not at a church where we were on the staff for Easter. for 25 years. I, you know, preached on Easter, and we did cantatas and Easter programs and pageants and so forth. And we were, it was really difficult. Our first Easter away from the pastorate, out on this faith ministry that we called Crosspower. It was in its infancy then. And Pastor Tom Walls asked us if we would come and be there on Easter, and we had such a wonderful time with that tiny little congregation of the Senior Citizen Center, and we have been fast friends ever since. So I'm up at the hospital trying to encourage this pastor, and he's tired. I think he's probably sedated and was having difficulty speaking. And I was just talking to him and trying to encourage him and told him that Joy and I and others loved him and we were going to be praying for him. And with it, and it's an effort for him to speak right now. He's in the hospital, not doing well. And he wanted to make sure that Joy and I knew that that church in Logan is just finishing up, I think this Wednesday or the following Wednesday, our DVD series. They're using it as their adult Bible study on Wednesday nights, our Living in Victory DVD series that we put out several months ago. And he wanted us to know how much the congregation was enjoying and how much they were learning from using our DVD series as a Wednesday night Bible study. So here I am trying to encourage him, and he encouraged us. So anyway, I wish you would pray for Pastor Tom Walls in Grant Hospital. Pray that God would bring healing and encouragement to this fine pastor from down in Logan. All right, here's the good news. I told you about this story a few days ago. The Evangelical Covenant Church. This is a fairly small evangelical denomination. They have approximately, somewhere the story tells me how many churches, about 875 churches nationwide. They estimate they have about 280,000 members. The Evangelical Covenant Church, and wonderful people. I think I mentioned a few days ago I had the privilege of being one of the speakers at their national conference several years ago. Well, they had a church, First Covenant Church in Minneapolis, one of the larger churches in the denomination, has begun performing same-sex weddings. Well, that violates the doctrinal statement of the denomination. Now, many denominations are facing this exact same problem. They have a doctrinal statement on the book that declares marriage is between one man and one woman, and yet here is a rebellious church here, a rebellious congregation here, and the denomination, well, they don't want to stir things up. They don't want controversy. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They don't want to lose one of their congregations, particularly if it's one of their larger congregations. Well, to their credit, they had their annual meeting in Nebraska the end of last week, and by a vote of 77%, they voted to defrock the pastor, Reverend Dan Collision, and remove First Covenant Church of Minneapolis from their denomination. Good for them. Good for them. One thing that we hear almost nothing about today is church discipline. It's a part of the New Testament, folks. If you cannot remove church discipline from the New Testament, whether that's an individual church or whether it be a denomination. This church in Minneapolis clearly violated some of the foundational doctrinal principles of the denomination. They were asked repeatedly to repent. They were confronted. They were pleaded with by the denomination. What you're doing is unbiblical. We don't want to expel you. Please reconsider. Please repent. They refused, and over the weekend, by a 77% vote, First Covenant Church of Minneapolis has been removed from the denomination, and the pastor has had his ordination credentials revoked. He has been defrocked. He became the church's pastor in 2009, and here's the difference between an evangelical denomination and the liberal mainline Protestant denominations. We have seen this hundreds of times in the last 10 years. In the mainline liberal Protestant denominations, here is a local church, and they believe they cannot fellowship any longer with the denomination because the denomination has violated biblical principles. So they have voted to leave. And in many, if not most of these cases, the denomination says, fine, that's okay. Take the people. We just want the building. Yeah, we want the money. We want the building. We want the pews and the hymnals and the organ and the piano, and we want the glass and we want the land. We want the physical, the stuff that's in eternity means nothing. That's what the mainline Protestant denominations have fought for. Take the people. Go, that's okay. But we're going to take your building. Well, to their credit, the Evangelical Covenant denomination said, we're expelling you from the denomination, but it's your building. You bought it, you paid for it, you have maintained it, and we're not going to try to take your building away from you. So good for them. I think they have done the right thing. It's sad. It's tragic. But the pastor and the congregation were given every opportunity to repent. They refused. They have determined to continue in a path of disobedience to Scripture, and now they're paying the consequences. That's exactly the way it should work biblically. You confront the sin. You beg and plead for repentance, and then, if it doesn't happen, you take action. So I have no connection whatsoever with the Evangelical Covenant Church other than speaking in a few of their churches, but I applaud them. They have done the right thing. Good for them, and I believe God will bless them because they took the difficult road of biblical obedience and discipline. Again, good for them.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. More good news on the denominational front. Evangelical Covenant Church voted over the weekend to expel a church that is clearly, blatantly, in your face, violating some of their foundational doctrine. Good for them. That's what they should do. Plead with them to repent, confront them lovingly with their sin, and if they refuse, you take disciplinary action. That is right out of the New Testament. Good for them. Good for them. And then we got the PCA, the Presbyterian Church in America, not to be confused with the PC USA. The PC, Presbyterian Church USA, is the uber progressive leftist part of Presbyterianism in America, far, far left, again, uber liberal. This is the PCA. This is a group that D. James Kennedy. I don't know whether he founded the PCA. He certainly was one of the leaders of the PCA, the Presbyterian Church of America, and they are far, far more conservative than the PCUSA. Well, they have been struggling internally on this gender issue, sexuality issue. Almost all denominations are struggling with this, and the decisions they make will determine their future, whether they abide by Scripture, obey God, obey the Word of God, or whether they capitulate to the culture. So the PCA has been struggling with this, and over the weekend, they were at their General Assembly in, where are they meeting? It doesn't make any difference. But anyway, they were having their General Assembly, and they were debating whether they would be signatories of the Nashville Statement. Now, the Nashville Statement is a statement that was put together by a bunch of solid conservative evangelical leaders a few years ago that basically affirms biblical principles on marriage, family, sexuality, and gender. It was hotly debated, particularly because of the Revoice Conference. I don't have time to go into the Revoice Conference, but we dealt with that. You and I dealt with that, several months ago. The Revoice Conference was a conference held in St. Louis quite some time ago, and very weak when it came to biblical definitions of sexuality and so on and so forth. So anyway, the Nashville Statement is one of the most explicit documents out there in affirming a biblical principle of marriage, family, sexuality, and gender. Well, it was called, the proposal to the resolution was called Overture 4. And it was basically a vote to affirm the Nashville Statement. And there were some that were quite concerned that the PCA would not affirm it, which would not be good for their future. But after the dust settled, all the debating was over. 67% of the General Assembly voted to affirm the Nashville Statement. So basically, 70% of the delegates at the PCA conference voted to affirm the Nashville Statement on biblical sexuality as a biblically faithful foundation. That is good, good news. Good news. So we've got two denominations that have taken a clear, uncompromising stance on marriage, family, and human sexuality. That's good news. If the PCA had voted against that, it would not bode well, at least in my opinion, for the future. So, yes, there are still people, there are still denominations out there standing for biblical truth. Yes, that's positive. And I'll take positive, particularly in the denominational world, anytime I can get it.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.